work in there. It was the only bathroom in the house. It was a small house, but it was great for us because we were all little and stuff. Then we had a shed out back. Dad used to keep his riding lawnmower in there and had like wood planks getting out. I always remember moving that lawnmower around with those wooden planks, because being as large as I was always able to do stuff, you know, like that a full-grown person would do. Not to the speed or efficiency that my father would have liked, but I was still physically capable of doing it. You know, you couldn't drag like my little sister out there, who has always been, you know, under 100 pounds, and, you know, get her to lift up anything. So I was always moving wood around and stuff for him doing that. I'll never forget about that. One time, I have a couple of pretty good memories. We didn't live at the house for long. I moved, I think, when I was 11, and I moved to a brick ranch house, and brick, very efficient. That was my father's thing. One time, me and my sister were playing with broken glass outside. I don't know why. We had like a broken Coke bottle and screwing around with it or something. I got in trouble, I guess, because I was supposed to be the responsible one. I was like 6, you know, very responsible. I had a job. I'd go there. She got cut. I remember going to the emergency room, you know, with her like bleeding out her finger. It wasn't really that bad. I remember getting up. I used to get up really early. Once I was like 6, I would get up really early and go and watch TV. And they had some Mouser-size program or something. It was like Mickey Mouse. It was like Jazzercise or something. I would sit and watch that. I would sit and watch TV of people exercising. That was actually kind of a theme for my early life. I would rather sit and watch somebody do it on TV or read about it in a book than kind of go outside and do it. Made up for that in my teens, but that was how it was. Didn't have many snows. Had a blizzard though once, and a lot of icings. Icings in Roswell are a very interesting thing. I don't know if you guys have ever been through one of those, but it basically sounds like Vikings have rode up the street and are firing shotguns into the air as the pines snap, because it rains and then it freezes and then it snaps the pines, and it sounds like shotguns going off outside. But the weather never really seems to bother my family, because I guess because we know nothing really, really bad is going to happen in Roswell. And I used to complain about that when I was little. Nothing exciting ever happens here. You know, where's our floods? You know, I mean, because I would see floods on TV and I'd be like, we have no major weather. It barely snows here. You know, we had a blizzard. I was excited. You know, things are icing. I just thought it was crazy and I loved it. When it rains, I still get excited, because that's kind of how dull the weather was. And in fact, we went to Florida one time when I was like 15, and took my grandmother with us, and my grandfather stayed at home. Men do not get away from the businesses for very long at all, and you don't want them to, because they'll drag you down. They get really stressed out because they can't be there to hold on to what they made. So Pop stayed at home.
Now, what kind of a business was he running then? That wasn't a contracting business.
Oh, no. Okay, my grandfather was a contractor. Okay, granddaddy was a contractor. Pop, he basically runs what he calls, what is called Incorporated, which is any kind of way he can make money, he's going to do it. He will